All right, so today we're diving into this mountain of articles and guides all about automating your small business. We've got software reviews, we've got expert tips, oh, and even some forum threads where real business owners are sharing, you know, their automation wins and fails. So our mission, well, it's to help you figure out how to use automation strategically so you can work smarter, not harder.
You know what I find really interesting is that everyone's talking about automation these days, but these sources go beyond just like the hype and actually get into the nuts and bolts of how it can really transform a small business, you know, especially for solopreneurs like you.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. I mean, the potential benefits are huge, right? Like saving time and money, boosting productivity, even scaling your business without burning out. But does it really live up to the hype?
Well, a McKinsey survey from 2022 actually found that two-thirds of businesses that adopted automation saw improvements in areas like quality control, customer satisfaction, and even employee experience. So, you know, the data does seem to back up those claims. I think what I find most intriguing is that a lot of these sources emphasize that automation isn't just about like replacing humans with robots. It's more about freeing up your time and mental energy so you can focus on the things that really require your unique skills and expertise.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, as a solopreneur, you are often juggling a million things at once, and it's so easy to get bogged down by those, you know, repetitive, time-consuming tasks. So where do we even begin? What are some of the top tasks that solopreneurs are automating these days?
Well, one area that comes up again and again is invoicing and chasing payments. And, you know, one article actually mentioned that the average outstanding receivables for U.S. small businesses is over $53,000. That's crazy. That's a lot of money just sitting out there. Automating that process can not only save you time, but it can also really improve your cash flow predictability.
Oh, yeah. That's a game changer, especially for a small business.
Yeah.
I can see how taking that mental load off your plate would free up space to think about actually growing your business.
Absolutely. And then there's managing inventory, especially if you're dealing with physical products. You know, instead of constantly manually checking stock levels, you can set up automated alerts that notify you when it's time to reorder.
Oh, that's smart. So you can stay ahead of the game and avoid those, oh no, we're out of stock moments.
Exactly. Another pain point that automation can really address is scheduling appointments. You know, all those back and forth emails trying to find a time that works for everyone. A tool like Calendly lets clients book appointments directly on your calendar. And it even integrates with, you know, video conferencing platforms like Zoom for a seamless experience.
Oh, yeah. That's something I've personally found to be a huge time saver. Instead of playing email tag for days, you can just get those appointments booked quickly and efficiently.
And let's not forget about customer service. While you definitely don't want to automate all your customer interactions, you can use chatbots to handle those like initial inquiries, freeing up your time to focus on more complex issues or build relationships with, you know, key clients.
Right. It's all about finding that sweet spot between automation and that personal touch that makes your business unique. And speaking of automation, I'm seeing a lot of buzz around a tool called Zapier. It's being described as the glue that connects all your apps, but I'm honestly not quite sure what that actually means. Can you break it down for me?
Yeah. So imagine you could get your apps to talk to each other, automatically sharing information and triggering actions. That's essentially what Zapier does. It uses something called Zaps, which are essentially workflows that connect different apps. For example, you could set it up so that every time you get a new lead in your CRM, it automatically adds them to your email marketing list. Or when someone fills out a form on your website, it could create a new task in your project management app. It's all about automating those repetitive tasks that eat up your time.
So it's like having a little digital assistant working behind the scenes, taking care of all those tedious tasks.
Exactly. And what's really cool is that Zapier has a free plan for basic automation. So you can try it out and see if it's a good fit for your needs before you commit to anything.
Oh, I'm definitely intrigued. Are there any other tools that stand out as being particularly useful for solopreneurs?
Absolutely. One that caught my eye is Make. It's similar to Zapier, but known for its visual interface. So if you're someone who likes to actually see how the automation is working, you know, visually, Make might be a good choice.
Well, I can see how that visual aspect would be really helpful, especially when you're first getting started with automation and trying to wrap your head around all those workflows.
Exactly. Right. And then there's Coefficient, which is particularly cool for those who really live and breathe spreadsheets. It can actually sync your spreadsheet data with over 65 other apps.
Wait, so I can actually make my spreadsheets talk to other apps? That's incredible. What are some examples of how I could actually use that?
Oh, tons of ways. You could automatically pull data from your sales spreadsheet into a beautiful dashboard, or create live reports that update in real time, or even trigger alerts in like Slack or Gmail whenever there's a change in your data.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm already thinking of a million ways I could use that. What about tools for solopreneurs who are always on the go? There has to be something for us mobile warriors.
Oh, you're in luck. Priver seems perfect for that. It's a mobile-first CRM that integrates with messaging apps like WhatsApp, iMessage, and even SMS. So you can connect with leads instantly no matter where you are. Plus, they have a free plan so you can test it out before you commit.
I love that. Okay, so we've got all these amazing tools that can potentially save us time, money, and headaches. But let's be real for a minute. Is automation really all it's cracked up to be? Are there potential downsides we need to be aware of?
Yeah, you bring up a really great point. While the benefits of automation are, undeniable, it's important to approach it with a healthy dose of realism. There are definitely some potential challenges to consider. For example, several sources raise concerns about data privacy and security.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. You definitely don't want to compromise your data or your customers' data.
Exactly. So it's crucial to choose reputable platforms with robust security features like, encryption and access control. Don't just go for the cheapest or easiest option. Do your research and make sure you're completely comfortable with their security practices.
Okay, good advice. Are there any other potential pitfalls we should be on the lookout for?
Well, one thing that comes up is the issue of integration headaches. Not all tools play nicely with each other, You might end up with a Frankensteinian system where data is siloed and you're spending more time troubleshooting than actually benefiting from the automation.
Oof, that sounds like a nightmare. How can you avoid that kind of situation?
Well, one source had a great tip. Start with free plans or trials to test compatibility before you fully commit. And really think about your existing tech stack. If you're heavily reliant on Google Workspace, for example, look for tools that integrate seamlessly with those apps.
Okay, that's a smart strategy. Anything else we should keep in mind?
Well, we can't forget about the human element. Several sources talk about resistance to change, both from, team members and even upper management. Some people might worry that automation will eliminate their jobs or make them obsolete.
Yeah, I can see why people would be hesitant. Change can be scary, especially when it involves technology.
Absolutely. But it's important to remember that automation is a tool that can empower us, not replace us. It's about working smarter, not harder, and freeing up our time and energy to focus on the things that truly require our human ingenuity and creativity.
So how do we address those concerns and bring people on board with the idea of automation?
One source suggests involving your team in the process from the very beginning, explaining the benefits clearly, and emphasizing that automation is about making their jobs easier, not eliminating them. And of course, providing adequate training and support is crucial.
That makes sense. When people understand the why behind the change and feel like they're part of the process, they're much more likely to embrace it.
Exactly. And sometimes you need more than just a tool, Sometimes you need expert guidance to navigate the complexities of automation. One source put it perfectly, they said. People don't run successful businesses. They build systems and processes that run the business for them.
Wow, that's a powerful statement. So if you're feeling overwhelmed or lack in-house expertise, partnering with a process automation company might be a good option.
It could be. They can help you create custom solutions tailored to your specific needs, ensure seamless integration between your tools, and provide ongoing support and training. It's like having a team of automation experts in your corner.
Okay, so we've talked about the power of automation, the potential pitfalls, and the importance of finding the right tools and partners. Where do we go from here? What's the next step in our deep dive?
Well, we've laid the groundwork, so now it's time to get a little more practical. Let's actually delve into some specific tools that can help you bring these automation dreams to life.
Sounds good to me. Let's do it. Okay, so we're ready to explore the world of automation tools. I'm excited to see what's out there and how we can put these tools to work for, our businesses.
Yeah, it's an exciting landscape for sure. There are so many tools available these days, and it can be a little overwhelming at first. But that's why it's so important to be strategic about choosing the right tools for your specific needs.
Right. It's not about using like every tool under the sun. It's about finding the ones that'll actually make a difference, in your business. So where should we start? What are some of the categories of automation tools that that solopreneurs should be aware of?
Well, one area that's essential for almost any business is customer relationship management, or CRM. CRM tools can help you manage your contacts, track your interactions with clients, and automate many aspects of your, sales and marketing processes.
Okay. I've heard the term CRM thrown around a lot, but to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what it entails. What are some examples of how a CRM could actually benefit a solopreneur?
Sure. Well, imagine having all your customer information in one central location rather than scattered across, spreadsheets, emails, and sticky notes. A CRM can help you organize all that data, track your communication history, and even automate follow-up tasks.
Oh, that sounds like a dream come true. No more digging through, endless email threads trying to find that one crucial piece of information. Are there any specific CRM tools that you recommend?
Well, two platforms that consistently come up as leaders in the CRM space are HubSpot and FreshSales. These are comprehensive platforms that can handle everything from contact management and email marketing to sales automation and customer support.
Okay, I've seen ads for HubSpot, everywhere. What sets them apart from other CRM providers?
One thing that makes them really appealing, especially for solopreneurs, is that they have a free CRM. And it's actually quite generous in terms of features. You can get basic automation for tasks like contact management, email marketing, and lead capture. And then as your business grows, they have paid plans with more advanced features.
Oh, so HubSpot could be a good option for businesses that are just starting out with automation. But what about established businesses with more complex needs? Would HubSpot still be a viable option?
Definitely. HubSpot is designed to scale with your business, so it can be a great choice even for, larger companies. And they have a ton of resources and tutorials to help you get the most out of the platform. Now, another CRM that stands out particularly for sales outreach automation is FreshSales.
Okay, sales outreach is definitely an area where I could use some help. I spend way too much time chasing leads and sending follow-up emails.
Oh, yeah. Well, FreshSales might be a good solution for you then. They offer automated campaigns across multiple channels, including phone calls, emails, and even text messages. So you can set up workflows that nurture leads over time, personalize your messages based on their behavior, and track your results to see what's working.
Wow, that sounds incredibly powerful. It's like having a whole sales team working for you behind the scenes. But let's be honest, some of us solopreneurs aren't exactly tech savvy. Are these tools user-friendly? Or do you need a degree in computer science to figure them out?
That's a valid concern. But the good news is that many of these tools are designed with, user friendliness in mind. They have intuitive interfaces, drag and drop functionality, and tons of support resources available.
Oh, that's a relief. I'd much rather be spending my time building my business than struggling with, complicated software. Okay, so we've covered CRM and sales outreach. What about those pesky financial tasks that always seem to take up so much time?
Ah, the joys of bookkeeping. Well, for accounting and invoicing, you can't go wrong with classics like QuickBooks Online and Xero.
Okay, I've definitely heard of those. But aren't they more geared towards larger businesses with dedicated accounting departments?
Not necessarily. While they do offer robust features that can handle complex accounting needs, they also have plans specifically designed for small businesses and solopreneurs. You can automate tasks like sending invoices, tracking payments, reconciling bank statements, and even generating financial reports.
Okay, that's reassuring. I was worried I'd have to hire a full-time accountant just to figure those things out.
Yeah.
What about alternatives to QuickBooks and Xero? Are there any, simpler options out there for those of us who aren't exactly financial wizards?
Absolutely. FreshBooks is another popular option that gets a lot of praise for its simplicity and user-friendly interface. It might be a better fit if you're not a numbers person and just want something straightforward to handle your basic, invoicing and expense tracking.
Yeah. Simple and straightforward is my love language when it comes to finances. So far, we've talked about tools for managing customer relationships, streamlining sales, and tackling those essential accounting tasks. What about the world of marketing automation?
Ah, now we're getting into my favorite territory. Marketing automation is where things can get really interesting. There are tons of options out there, but two that are particularly popular among solopreneurs are ActiveCampaign and Klaviyo.
Okay. I've seen those names pop up in a few of the articles we've been reading. What makes them stand out?
Well, ActiveCampaign is known for its powerful automation features and visual workflow builder. You can create sophisticated email sequences, track customer behavior on your website, and personalize your marketing messages based on specific triggers.
Wow, that sounds incredibly sophisticated. It's like having your own personal marketing guru working behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
What about Klaviyo? How does it compare to ActiveCampaign?
Klaviyo gets consistently high marks for its user-friendliness and its focus on e-commerce businesses. They have a drag and drop email builder, tons of pre-designed templates, and seamless integration with popular e-commerce platforms like Shopify.
So if I'm running an online store, Klaviyo could be the perfect solution for automating my my email marketing and customer engagement.
It's definitely worth exploring. And if you're looking for a more all-in-one marketing platform that can handle everything from email and social media to landing pages and analytics, HubSpot is a strong contender.
Oh, HubSpot keeps coming up. They really do seem to have a tool for everything.
They've built quite the ecosystem, that's for sure. But there are also more specialized tools that might be a better fit for certain tasks. For example, when it comes to social media management, Buffer and Hootsuite are two popular options that can help you, you know, tame the social media beast.
Yeah, social media can definitely feel like a full-time job in itself. How can these tools help solopreneurs like me manage our social media presence more effectively?
Well, both Buffer and Hootsuite allow you to schedule posts in advance, manage multiple social media accounts from a single dashboard, track mentions of your brand, and even engage with your followers.
So instead of constantly checking our phones and feeling pressured to post every hour, we can like batch our social media tasks and automate some of those repetitive actions.
Exactly. It's all about working smarter, not harder. And speaking of working smarter, we can't forget about those on-the-go solopreneurs who are always on the move. One tool that caught my eye for its mobile-first approach is Prever.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that one earlier when we were discussing CRMs. What are some of the key features that make Prever stand out for mobile users?
Well, it's specifically designed for solopreneurs who are constantly on the go. It integrates with messaging apps like WhatsApp, iMessage, and SMS, so you can connect with leads and clients instantly no matter where you are.
Oh, so you can literally manage your business from your phone. That's amazing. I'm starting to see how automation can truly transform the way we work and create so much more freedom and flexibility in our lives. But with all these tools at our disposal, how do we choose the right ones for our specific businesses? It still feels a bit overwhelming.
You're right. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of all these, you know, shiny new tools. But the key is to be strategic and focus on your specific needs and goals.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do we go about actually identifying those needs and figuring out which tools will best address them?
Well, one approach is to start by just listing out all the tasks you do in your business, both big and small. Then ask yourself which of those tasks are repetitive, time-consuming, or prone to human error. Those are the prime candidates for automation.
Okay, that's a great starting point. So instead of trying to automate everything all at once, we should focus on those tasks that are truly draining our time and energy.
Exactly. And once you've identified those tasks, you can start looking for tools that are specifically designed to automate them. Don't be afraid to experiment with different tools and see what works best for you. Most platforms offer free trials or freemium plans, so you can kind of test the waters before committing.
That's a great tip. I'm definitely a fan of trying before buying. Anything else we should keep in mind as we embark on our automation journey?
Well, one important thing to remember is that automation is a journey, not a destination. It's an ongoing process of learning, experimenting, and refining your systems. So don't be afraid to make adjustments along the way.
So we don't have to have everything figured out perfectly from the start.
Absolutely not. It's all about iteration and continuous improvement. Start small, choose a few key tasks to automate, and then gradually expand from there.
That's a relief to hear. I was feeling a bit pressured to have this like perfect automation strategy all mapped out, but it sounds like it's more about taking a step-by-step approach and figuring things out as we go.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to seek out support and guidance along the way. There are tons of resources available online, including blogs, forums, and even online communities dedicated to automation.
Great point. It's always helpful to connect with others who are on the same journey and learn from their experiences. Okay, so we've talked about the different categories of automation tools, how to choose the right ones for our businesses, and the importance of a step-by-step approach. What's next on our agenda?
Well, we've laid the groundwork, but now it's time to get down to brass tacks and actually explore some specific automation tools that you might want to consider. We've got a whole list here, and they range from all-in-one platforms to more specialized solutions.
All right, I'm ready to take notes. Let's dive into the world of automation tools.
Oh?
Okay, so let's talk tools. I'm so ready to hear about some, you know, specific platforms that can help us automate our businesses. In the last part, we were discussing, you know, different categories of automation tools, but now I'm ready for names. What are some of the, like, heavy hitters in the CRM world?
Well, two that come up constantly are HubSpot and FreshSales. They're both really comprehensive platforms that cover a wide range of functions, everything from contact management and email marketing to, you know, sales automation and even customer support.
Yeah, HubSpot seems to be everywhere these days. What makes them so popular, especially with solopreneurs?
I think one thing that makes them attractive is that they have a free CRM, and it's actually pretty generous in terms of features. You can get basic automation for tasks like contact management, email marketing, and lead capture. It's a great way to sort of dip your toes into the world of automation without breaking the bank.
Yeah, so it's a good starting point for those who are new to automation.
Yeah.
But could HubSpot also be a good fit for, you know, larger, more established companies?
Oh, definitely. HubSpot is designed to scale with your business so it can work for businesses of all sizes. And they have a ton of resources and tutorials to help you get the most out of the platform. Another CRM that consistently ranks high is FreshSales. And FreshSales has a really strong reputation for sales outreach automation.
Okay, yeah, sales outreach is definitely an area where I could use some help. I'm always looking for ways to, like, streamline my process and make it more efficient.
FreshSales might be just what you need then. They offer automated campaigns across multiple channels, including phone calls, emails, and even text messages. You can set up workflows that nurture leads over time, personalize messages, and even track your results to see what's working.
That sounds like it could save a ton of time and energy. I could already see how that would free me up to focus on, you know, other aspects of my business.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder. And speaking of time-saving tools, Calendly keeps coming up as a lifesaver for appointment scheduling. You know, no more back-and-forth emails trying to find a time that works for everyone.
Oh my gosh. Calendly is a game changer. I started using it recently and it's been a revelation. Clients can book time directly on my calendar, and it even integrates with Zoom to create video conference links automatically.
It's so simple, but it's a brilliant solution that can save, you know, so much hassle. Now let's shift gears and talk about those essential financial tasks. QuickBooks Online and Xero are two platforms that consistently get high marks for accounting and invoicing.
Yeah, those are like big names in the accounting world. Are they suitable for solopreneurs, or are they more geared toward, larger companies?
They actually have plans specifically designed for small businesses and solopreneurs. You can automate tasks like sending invoices, tracking payments, reconciling bank statements, and even generating financial reports.
Okay, that makes sense. I was picturing these massive, complicated platforms that would require a team of accountants to manage. What about other options for those who might need something a little simpler?
If you're looking for a more user-friendly interface and a simpler approach, FreshBooks is another popular option. It gets rave reviews. It's perfect for solopreneurs who want a straightforward way to handle invoicing and expense tracking.
Perfect. Simple and straightforward is my love language when it comes to finances. So far, we've talked about tools for managing customer relationships, streamlining sales, and tackling those, you know, essential accounting tasks. What about marketing automation? What are some tools that can help us streamline our marketing efforts?
There are a ton of options out there, but ActiveCampaign and Klaviyo stand out as particularly popular among solopreneurs.
Yeah, we touched on those briefly when we were discussing CRMs. Can you remind me what makes them so effective for marketing automation?
Sure. ActiveCampaign is known for its powerful automation features and visual workflow builder. So you can create sophisticated email sequences, track customer behavior on your website, and personalize your marketing messages based on specific triggers. It's a great option if you want to create more personalized and targeted marketing campaigns.
Yeah, I can see how that would be incredibly valuable. What about Klaviyo? What are its strengths?
Klaviyo is known for its user friendliness and focus on e-commerce businesses. They have a drag and drop email builder, pre-designed templates, and seamless integration with platforms like Shopify.
Okay, so if you're running an online store, Klaviyo could be the perfect tool to automate your email marketing and customer engagement.
Exactly. And if you're looking for a platform that can handle a wider range of marketing functions, including email marketing, social media, landing pages, and analytics, HubSpot is always a strong contender.
It seems like HubSpot has a tool for like every aspect of our business.
They've certainly built a comprehensive suite of tools, but you know, it's important to choose the platforms that best align with your specific needs. If you're primarily focused on social media management, for example, Buffer and Hootsuite are two really popular options.
Yeah, social media can be such a time suck. How can those tools help us manage our social media presence more effectively?
Well, they allow you to schedule posts in advance, manage multiple accounts, track brand mentions, and engage with followers all from one central dashboard. You can even analyze your social media performance to see what's working and what's not.
Wow, it's amazing how much you can automate these days. It's like having a whole team of virtual assistants working for you, like 24/7.
It really is a game changer for solopreneurs who are often, you know, juggling multiple roles and wearing many hats. But before we get too carried away with all the possibilities, it's important to remember that automation isn't about replacing human connection.
Right. We don't want to lose that personal touch that makes our businesses unique.
Exactly. Automation is a tool that can enhance our businesses, not replace the human element. It's about freeing up our time and energy so we can focus on building relationships, creating, you know, meaningful experiences for our customers, and doing the work that truly lights us up.
That's a great point. It's so easy to get caught up in the, you know, efficiency and productivity aspects of automation, but we should never lose sight of that human connection that drives our businesses.
Absolutely. As we wrap up our deep dive into automation, I encourage you to think about which areas of your business could benefit from automation. You know, start small, experiment with different tools, and find what works best for you. And most importantly, remember that automation is a journey, not a destination.
So well said. I'm feeling inspired and empowered to explore the world of automation and see how it can transform my business. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time for another adventure in the world of knowledge.